Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Another hour here. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector, attorney, and founder of the opsdesk.org, Paul Morrow. Thank you for coming on with us here in St. Louis.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
So I understand Mayor Adams just had another press conference. Were you able to catch any of it?
I did catch the end of it, yeah. I think the main revelation is that he imparted that there was potentially another person who purchased the gun stock or a piece of the gun that was used in the incident in Midtown Manhattan. And so, of course, that's something that detectives are going to be scraping at very hard as they travel out there to, to where he bought the gun and try to figure out what happened in Vegas before all this.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he came from Vegas all the way to New York, I'm guessing people in New York, they're tired of this kind of stuff from happening. They don't want to see this in their community, but so often it happens over and over again. What are they supposed to do about things like this?
I mean, one of the things they could do, of course, in terms of lessons learned, is recognize that they need to support the efforts of the police and that they have to recognize that the police are very, very understaffed. Now, I don't know that the NYPD would have been able to stop this. That would have been a little bit of a needle in the haystack to have somebody in that exact spot at that exact time. But you certainly could have cut down a response time. Maybe you could have got to this guy before he went up in the elevator, because the response time from shots fired is very, very low in Midtown Manhattan. I worked in that area. The cars will be coming from all over the place. Problem is that there are not cars to come from all over the place anymore. They are overtasked. They're going from job to job. That's a very big precinct. The cops that are assigned to that location could very well be half a mile away in heavy traffic. So you're asking a lot of an NYPD that's operating with its hands tied behind its back, especially when you consider that the cops these days, they're being taught. It's being inculcated in them not to be proactive, because you have these predatory district attorneys who would rather lock up police than the perpetrators. And that's not an overstatement. I think that a lot of the district attorneys in this town see locking up a police officer as a career maker as opposed to making a big criminal case.
Yeah, that's what I think. You mentioned the support for police. Maybe that's one of the takeaways here. But at the same time, you have someone like Mamdani, who is supported, perhaps, could be the next mayor of New York, and he's anti-police. I would even argue that he probably has a hatred for them. But there's people that support him, and he's such a – just hates him so much. I don't see how that meshes.
Well, they gamed the system here. And when I say they, I mean the far left. They put in the ranked choice voting in the Democratic primary, and that ranked choice voting was gamed to get the furthest left progressive in there. And one of the reasons that happened is because the other very far left candidates – knew that they could not win. And so they threw their support behind Mamdani, on my estimation, likely because they think they'll get jobs in a Mamdani administration. And they're also fellow travelers. They're true believers in all of this stuff. And when you game the system like that, and when you recognize that there is a dearth of Republican voters in this town, and you also recognize that there's a dearth of voters in this town. New York City voters just don't come out for a city that's so politicized. They don't vote. And as a result, you get people through the same system, like Bill de Blasio winning two terms, and now Mamdani, who is the odds-on favorite because everybody else in the race who is to the right of him is going to split the vote right now between the three of them, that is Adams, Cuomo, and the Republican, Curtis Sliwa. Were he not a Republican, Sliwa is the logical answer here. But there's just too many people in this town who will not get over the fact that he has an R after his name. And so I think we are doomed to a Mamdani. And even if we don't get Mamdani, were we to get, let's say, Cuomo, he is going to lean into his far left because he sees the way the city is going. And right now, 40% are going for Mamdani.
So what do you do in a situation like Cincinnati, kind of shifting in a different situation for sure, but you have a large crowd. I think they said 100, 150,000 people. You got big sports events going on and a big brawl breaks out. And from all accounts, there probably wasn't enough security going on at that location at that time. So I know it's a little bit different, but what do you do in situations like that?
It's different, but it's not, right? I mean, because you have the same public safety issues. And one of the things I think that made this thing go so viral is that, you know, it's on film. And were it not on film, this would have just been a blip that you don't even hear about. But it is on film, as more and more of this stuff is. And I think the real takeaway in this instance is that everybody filmed it, but and many of them jumped in, but only one person had the decency to call 911.
Yeah,
and it just went to the same issue, which is there's such a pejorative against the police these days and against the idea of somehow or other, if you're in favor of law and order, you're some sort of a sellout. And as a result, we saw the results. The woman was knocked unconscious. What I am interested in now relative to the Cincinnati story is what the charges are, how many are charged, and how far they go with it. Because I can tell you that the devil's in the details with these things. They'll charge it. They'll keep people happy. They'll keep themselves out of the media. When I say they, I mean the prosecutors, and they will keep their names out of the media because they'll say, we're going all the way with this thing and we're charging gang assault. And then as time goes on, they plea it down and plea it down, and everybody gets out with a slap on the wrist, no harm, no foul. And if you don't think that sends a message to the kind of people that would engage in that kind of a gang assault. And I thought the police commissioner said something, and, you know, I'm a default protector of the police, but I thought she said something that was quite injudicious. She said something like, oh, those videos only show one side of things. I don't really need to see the precipitating incident there unless there was somebody waving a gun, which there was not. There's no excuse for some of the behavior that we saw on that film. And this both sides-ism coming from a police chief in an incident like this. And I'm not saying that everybody was faultless on both sides. But that said, in light of what you see, clear as a bell on that video, this is no time for both sides-ism. This is a time to send a very strong message. And if you engage in that kind of behavior, especially in a downtown area where there's a lot of commerce, there's families, where you're trying to bring commerce to this central part of Cincinnati, there just can be a zero tolerance policy for something like that. And that's the message you want to deliver. I thought that was bungled.
Yeah. And what I find a lot of these large areas, and I feel like this is a trend, Cincinnati or anywhere else, you find the police chief goes out there and what they do is they try to make the argument, things aren't as bad as it seems, or the crime rates are actually lower. So this is an anomaly, or, you know, here's the excuse to try to make it look like the place is actually a lot safer. But these type of excuses, they're manipulating statistics in order, one, to make that happen, but two, saying that after a giant brawl where people are hurt, or saying that after someone goes in and shoots people and a police officer dies, is such in poor taste. But it's kind of what they've been doing to justify to say our policies are working.
That's exactly right. And the thing that gets lost in the sauce on something like this is the quality of life stuff, because it's no secret, in fact, it's a given, according to all research, that the vast, vast majority of crimes are not even reported, especially property crimes. Property crimes are generally not reported at the rate of like 70-80%, okay, depending on what study you read, but they're just not reported. Never mind, even violent crimes are generally only reported at about 50%. And you can look this up. You can Google it, as they say. So that is a definite. And when you realize that that amorphous statistic is out there, because there's no real way to gauge things that happen that are not reported, then it becomes very easy to believe that those numbers, of course, have creeped up, because we see how the quality of life in our blue cities continues to be denigrated. continues to just go downhill. And yet at the same time, the chorus of those telling us that we shouldn't believe our lying eyes only grows louder. And you get a Mamdani, you know, you get a Brandon Johnson, you get some of these Yahoo mayors who seem to believe that their lot in life is just to make sure they get reelected and game the system, get the super PAC money, get the NGO money, and get their loyalists out there through all kinds of promises. And the regular people that live and work in these areas suffer. And I don't think it's any exaggeration to say right now that America's cities are in real trouble. I would go so far as to say some of them in crisis, and they're the engines of our economy. And I think at some point you're going to see the Trump administration put their fingers on that. They've nodded towards it, but they're aware of it. And I do really think that our big city police, I mean, I'm not ignoring small city police, of course, but the big city police in big towns like Cleveland, Cincinnati, and all the others that we know about, San Francisco, Oakland, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., these cities are all failing. And they all have one common denominator, hyper-progressive liberal mayors and prosecutors. That's just a hard metric, and it's inarguable, but they'll argue it anyway.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yep. By the way, if people wanted to look up you or your work, where can they go?
Go to opsdesk.org, and it'll take you to Substack with some writing. I'm on Twitter and all that kind of stuff as well. I'm also on Fox News if you want to tune in. But yeah, opsdesk.org if you want to opine. We love when people weigh in. And yeah, hope to see you there. And I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, what they're doing. So I'm get the ability to fill in here, but I lived in St. Louis for a long time. I live in Detroit now, and the city council just passed another curfew for teenagers, because that's a major issue right now. Teenagers going around shooting and killing people, to the fact where the parents are upset because they're going to be fined if their teen is out past 11 p.m. causing trouble. So these things, the crime keeps happening. It happens in major cities. Unfortunately, curfews are not, they're not getting, I don't know if it's a parenting issue with some of these teens, but nonetheless, they're hiding these statistics. And the reality is people are getting hurt out there. Random people are getting shot in their house because of they're in the crossfire. That stuff's got to end. We got to be more sympathetic to these victims. We're not. We're sympathetic to the stats or trying to give a better impressions of the city. We got to cut this out. We're not getting anything done.
It isn't working. At some point, you know, as the old saying goes, the first step in solving a problem is admitting you have it. And yeah. I think it's pretty clear that our big cities really, really have it. And the fact that in Detroit, you literally have to legislate parenting goes to, I think, a deeper cultural problem that, once again, nobody really wants to talk about or discuss. But kids are being raised these days by internet, and they're all online. And in many instances, they're getting the wrong messages, and the parents are abdicating that responsibility. And that's just not a recipe for a successful society going forward. Look, the world's getting smaller. You know, we're in deep competition. We're in major state competition with China, with Russia, with all these nations around the world who mean us harm. We are not going to be able to win that battle if all we can do is sit on TikTok.
Yep. Paul Morrow, opsdesk.org. You can find him on there. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.